Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Then kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up and hit the hay." Up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worm to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Nobody at all. So quiet yourself.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, once again, welcome to The Backstory. We're coming to you on 93.3 FM. And also, if you'd like to participate in the show, and you're just call 864-1814. Call in and it'll take you directly to the switchboard. And you may comment on whatever it is that you've learned today about how your government has been operating. You know, Rosalía Ahumada wrote an article on October 10th, and he updated it on November 15th. The article said that a discussion at the city council meeting on the city auditor's job evaluations led to a series of allegations, including claims of racism and illegal closed session hearings. You know, maybe racism is the least of our concerns here. There were a lot more reasons for forcing Monica Houston, the city auditor, to resign. What she did, quite briefly, is that she wrote a report. She sent the report or made the report available to the Attorney General. And it was a damning report. And so there was the city council trying to find out, what are we going to do? We hired a city auditor, and she is not what we thought she was going to be. If there was racism, they probably thought, well, it's a black woman, maybe she's not competent. Well, she's more than competent.
Didn't mayor, when you were mayor, someone tell you there's not enough color upstairs?
Yeah, that was true. That was Reverend Anderson. We walked around the sixth floor. There weren't many people up on the sixth floor at the time because we didn't have a city manager and we didn't have a police chief at the time. So those are things we all had to take care of in the first 6 months of my administration. But yeah, in taking a tour, Reverend Anderson said there's not much color up here, and there wasn't. So, but that's getting aside. Let's forget racism, because that is not, that's the last thing that we should be thinking about. Because what really happened is that Houston was competent, and she wrote a report, and she warned the city council of what was going on. And I don't think the city council, the whole council, I don't think they realize that staff lies to them. I'm trying to give them a reason for what they have done by covering up the scandal. What reason would you have? So let's go through. Councilwoman IU claims that the timing of Auditor Monica Houston's job evaluations has been conducted in an illegal manner. Yeah, we're going to get rid of her. We're going to have evaluations, five evaluations in 6 months. And so... Well, we can do it illegally. Three of the evaluations were not even attended by the auditor. Okay? So then Mayor Brandvall, he suggests that city staff falsified documents and that city manager Joe Lopez waited days before informing him of a Stanislaus County civil grand jury investigation into a city purchasing scandal that involved $16 million in overspending. I met with a city council member today, and I have to tell you, the explanation given to city council members, some kidding about council members, is so organized. Now, what would you say to defend yourself against overspending $16 million. No, you overspend it by that. What you really did was you spent it without council approval. So what's the council going to say? Well, hey, you know, look, they did the work, you know. So, yeah, we only approved $6.8 million, but they added on $2.2 million. And they spent that, and they didn't tell us about that, but that's okay. We'll forgive that. We'll forgive it because obviously they did the work. So the council, the solution to the scandal, the solution to stealing millions of dollars, and I call it stealing, my friends. The solution is to make it legal. Oh, well, we'll authorize, I don't know if that's legal, we'll authorize this after the fact, and then it'll go away. Well, guess who's the quarterback for all of this stuff they're doing? It's not other than city manager Joe Lopez, because everything now is going through Joe Lopez.
There's no doubt that it's on his watch. Yeah, in doubt now. You can use the interim title earlier to say, well, give him a break. No, he's the city manager now, and all that goes with that.
Well, you know, this is interesting. Council member Doug Ridenour and Jenny Kinoyer are asking for an investigation into IU's allegations and the unrelated claims by Brandvall. You know, this is all drama. Let me state clearly and factually that George Petrolakis is Brandvall's chief of staff. So now what they did in firing or getting her to resign, do you see Brad Vold in there? No, who are the four people that, that got her to resign?
It's not Brad Vold or IU.
And why isn't Brad Vold in there? He hired her.
And he's been a very strong mayor throughout the year with his voice. This is how it is. I'm saying this. I'm not writing it. But this is very passive. Very passive.
Brad Vold doesn't know what he's doing. He's a puppet. And as the events come out, it'll be shown that he is a puppet. Okay? How can you make Brad Vold look good? Well, he hired Monica Houston, right? And then they found out, hey, she's not going to be compliant. In fact, she's the worst thing that could have happened to us because she's going to tell the truth. And she's going to write reports that reflect what we've done. She's going to be a snitch. We can't have that. So the council gets together and they say, okay, let's get her to resign. And you know that agreement they have about they're not going to say negative things about each other?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, has that agreement been followed up already?
Really?
Oh, sure. Council people say, well, yeah, we had to fire her because she didn't report to the audit committee. Who's more important? First of all, the deal was that Monica Houston was going to report to the city council.
That's what I got.
Not to the audit committee.
No.
Okay?
No.
So, what would George Petrolakis advise Brad Vold to do? Mayor, listen, this is what you do. You don't participate in the vote to get Houston to resign. You don't get involved in that. Okay? Well, then the answer to that is, well wait a minute. We need four votes. Christy IU isn't going to vote that way. And as it turned out, Madrigal sat on the sidelines. You know, he's not going to, you know, maybe he has. So in order to get the fourth vote, they convinced Jenny Kinnoyer. They lied to Jenny Kinnoyer. Okay? So now you had the four votes. Brad Vold can be on the outside. Oh, I was for her. Mayor Brad Vold, why would you be for keeping her when she was telling everybody what you were doing? You're the one that says, oh my goodness, there's falsification of records. Well, how did you find that out? I'll tell you the incident where he found that out. Well, you recall that a grand jury investigation was called. And that report was sent to Joe Lopez. Because Joe Lopez has become the gatekeeper now. It's almost like he and Adam Lindgren have a partnership. And they say, well, okay, I'm not going to give this to the mayor until the lawyer, Adam Lindgren, okays it.
You think that's for plausible deniability?
No. I think they just didn't want the mayor to know yet. Okay? So you got the city manager and you got Adam Lindgren really running the town. Now, I'll tell you this. I've noticed that when you ask for a public records request, what happens is that the city clerk's office says, well, it has to be run through the district attorney's office. Okay.
The DA's office?
The city attorney's office. Okay. And they don't want anything to go near the district attorney because she figures in on this quite easily. Okay?
As you suggested.
Yes. Yes. So now we get the four votes because we've convinced Jenny Kinnoyer that this is a bad deal. And Kinnoyer has some credibility here in the sense that she had expressed in the past that we should get an outside auditor, and that outside auditor would be cheaper. Less money for an outside auditor, because what they were telling Knoyer, and this is the pitch to Knoyer, we know Councilwoman Knoyer, she wants $100,000 for an assistant. I think it came out to $363,000. And they say, well, that's expensive. What's so expensive about it?
Yeah, Jenny was even quoted in this last article saying, well, I think she should go because it costs too much.
Yeah, I think she should go, and that's why I'm here on this vote. That's why I'm voting here, and Brandvall isn't.
But it was cheaper. It wasn't more expensive. Because what that one guy wanted was, what Brandvall initially wanted was the cost of the auditor plus $100,000 for a staff member, if I recall.
That's for Monica. That's for Houston.
Okay.
That's what she wanted. Well, you have to run a city attorney's office. The expense is what?
Payroll.
Well, everything. You know, you don't get a city attorney's office to be run by for $183,000.
A city auditor? No, not at all.
No. Well, and then if you're going to do that, well then, just let the city clerk run her office by herself, just for her salary. Don't bring in what it costs to run the office. So now what we have is Joe Lopez, city manager, he gets a report from the grand jury. They have 90 days to respond. I'm curious as to how in the world they think they're going to get away with it, the city council. Okay, let's be mindful of the fact that the audit committee was Brandvall, Grenwall, and Zalaki. Okay? They hired her, and they got rid of her. $225,000. But you know what? The word around town now is, oh, this city auditor, my God. Not only was she a lousy city auditor, but she held up the council for $225,000. Well, wait a minute. Why would you pay $225,000 to get the auditor to resign? Why would you do that? And the stipulation is she keeps her mouth shut.
That's what it always is.
Okay? I mean, That's what's going on. So anyhow, what we have now is a situation where council members should proceed with caution because the report that Monica Houston, the city auditor, gave to the attorney general is there. Now, I'm not confident that the attorney general is going to do anything. Unless they're forced to do it.
I would guess that they take another look at the city attorney because it's really in the open right now. It's just so,
okay.
It was so in the open.
I'm going to talk to your neighbors. Talk to anybody right now and ask them how much the city has paid the city attorney in the last 4 years. They don't know. You know what I know? It's shocking. Some of the city council members don't know either. And you know why? Because they're not being told, okay, unless you're on the inside, because the council is sort of divided. But they have 4 votes. They can do what they want. So, $20 million. Now, I'm going to take credit for this. I went to the city council meeting. Okay, and I know people have heard this before, but let's prepare that clip. I know there's a little static in the front of it, of what I told the city council at a city council meeting. And mind you, even though I told him that, you didn't read it in the B either, did you?
No.
And I tell you this, it's all true. So let's hear it.
Here we go.
Mayor, as you know, I was a mayor for 4 years. So I speak with some, I feel, authority. $20 million. That's what you've spent since 2004, from 2014 to April of this year. You're not going to get any good news from me because you're going to get the truth. And we're going to look for the truth. I told this council that if you were having problems with an auditor or getting an auditor, you might turn it over to Birgit Flatiger, the district attorney. She'll do it for nothing. Of course, she won't do it for nothing. But somebody's going to have to do it. Now, presently, you have an auditor that I think you're sorry you hired. I don't know what you're going to do about it. But I do know this, that if it was a choice between your new auditor and Mr. Lindgren, Mr. Lindgren is the one you should be investigating to let go. I will do everything I can. 4 years of experience I had as mayor, my involvement in the community since then. We have 6,000 pages of history, and it's going to be written, and it's going to be acted upon. Now, it's not going to come from the newspaper. I had a conversation with an editor of the Bee, an innocent conversation. And I had asked for a viewpoint article. So, well, we decided to just give you a letter to the editor. Then he said, you know, you've been trashing the Bee for 10 decades. Why would we help you? I'm not asking for help. I'm offering help. You better be transparent. Because when it comes down, it's you. Do you run this city or you don't? If you do, you're going to be responsible for it. So if you're planning to do something to cover up what is already obvious, I'd like you to explain, before you discuss your auditor, where you spent $20 million. I will tell you, $9 million is with Mr. Lindgren's firm. He is a principal in that firm. He has a conflict. He shouldn't be sitting here. But you're going to let him do that. And $11 million went to outside legal firms. Now, I understand you're going to roll out the public records requests in stages. I've gotten the first batch. I thank you, Mayor.
Can
I appreciate
you
your patience.
Up, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And there you go.
You see how I lied to the mayor at the very end there?
No.
Yeah, I said I appreciate your patience.
You being polite.
He's rude. Mm. He's rude.
You were
and,
being polite.
And he's got to be held accountable.
But
and
that's
he
the
will
best
be.
Thing you can do to rude people.
I assume that's true.
When they go low, you go high, right?
I don't know. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I don't know why you brought that up. It's going to cause controversy here.
No, I'm not.
So anyhow, so where we are is that, and I made a point of saying about Birgit Flatiger, the district attorney. She isn't going to do anything.
Suppose the grand jury that's in.
Well, we got to find out what's in the grand jury report. Why didn't the mayor? Why didn't the grand jury send it to the mayor?
Is the grand jury done? I thought it was still in session. Is it finished?
No, no. They've got 90 days. The grand jury is supposed to make a report in June. So.
Of last year or this coming year?
This coming year.
Okay.
Every June, I think.
Okay.
In some cases, they bring up, you know, like slam dunk cases that they don't want any publicity on. And, you know, some people talk about, hey, well, why don't you go to the grand jury? Well, listen, why don't you go to the attorney general? What do you suppose would happen if you made a complaint about someone in law enforcement and you send it to the attorney general? What do you suppose they would do? They'd send, let's say you made a complaint against a district attorney. So what they would do is they'd send you a letter and they'd say, the place you should start is with the district attorney. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that happened.
Well, do you really think that she's going to investigate herself? Do you really think she's going to turn herself in? Do you really think she's going to go after council members or board of supervisors?
To the watchdog about the sheriff. Exactly. They can, even though you check the box saying you didn't deal with him because he's a person that's responsible. That's what they sent back. Deal with him directly.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check. Start there and then come and bother us later. Okay? So there are some real serious misconceptions about investigations. People think that a district attorney is going to investigate her friends or anybody, but she's not. She's not going to do it. So let me go back just briefly to emphasize how serious, and you know, I feel comfortable with this after 10, 20 years. I today feel comfortable about what is happening to our city council. They deserve it. And I don't think they're going to be able to avoid it. And we'll see, because after the attorney general, I suppose you go to the Department of Justice. Okay. Now, you know when stuff is going to hit the fan is when the attorney general or the Department of Justice say, hey, this is so bad. If we don't do anything about this, people will come after us. Okay, newspapers will come after us, and I'm not including the B as far as newspapers, because newspapers in this town, this newspaper, doesn't snitch on anyone. And I have to tell you, you got to believe it. The Modesto B editors are afraid, and they withdrew, an example, their endorsement of John Maine for district attorney. I've got a little test.
Catch that. They did that?
Well, they didn't even mention him in November. In June, the B says, we need a fresh start with the district attorney's office, excluded her, and they endorsed Maine and Kolosinski. Then in November, Flagler says, I want a re-interview.
So it didn't get mentioned.
Didn't even get mentioned as if there wasn't even a district. Okay? That was, you know. So she wins by 61%. I got a hunch, folks, and you can spread the rumor, that John Maine and Birgit Flatiger.
Something stirred when he hollered, who's there? This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but a chick. Nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop all that